All right. Here you go. All right, let's pray, and I'm going to get into the Word. It's what I believe the Lord gave me for this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you, and I thank you for your anointing, your power, your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the folks that you met at the altar today. That's probably like the most important thing that happened today, Lord. I really believe that, that you met people's needs at the altar, and I'm thankful for that and grateful for it, Father. Lord, help my mind to be clear. Bless our hearing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So as I was praying this morning and I was really rounding out my vision sermon and the things I wanted to talk about vision, I really believe the Lord dropped this on me to share. And it's perfect because I don't have time to preach a whole message this morning. But I was thinking about like walking in the Word of God, and I was thinking about, you know, I've taught on tithing, and I know people sometimes struggle. And then I taught on healings, and I know sometimes people struggle with that too. And I was thinking, you know, Lord, what's the root cause here? Why do some people just take off with the Word of God, right? They just grab it and take off, and other people struggle. And I want to encourage you this morning as a foundation in our walk with God. I want to nail this down to the ground. It's getting nailed to the ground in my life, like a peg, like a stake in my walk with God. And I'm going to encourage you, nail this teaching, this thought, this doctrine down in your heart about the Word of God. Turn to Matthew 7, verse 24. Hold it there. The Word of God says in four different places that the righteous man or the righteous woman or the just person should live by faith. Folks, as Christians, as spiritual beings, as born again, spirit-filled Christians, God is calling on each of us to live by faith. And if we don't learn by faith, it's almost like the promises of God and the Word of God, it's very cloudy. And the results that we get are very up and down. And I know some people, when we're first born again, we don't understand what it takes to walk in the Spirit or what it means to walk in the Spirit. And it's a journey, isn't it, Christy? Stand up, Christy. Put your hand out. Put your hand out. I got to read. Look at that. When she first came here, anybody remember that? When she first came, we were praying for her. I'm not exaggerating. Her hand was literally like this. And the Lord, the first day she was here, the Lord healed her that day, and it got better over time, didn't it? Amen. But you found out that that wasn't all there is to following God. Amen. There's a lot of other things in your journey that's happened. And I believe we're born again. We are born again, the Word of God says in 1 Peter 1:23, we are born again by the living Word of God. We are actually, according to James chapter 1, we are the first fruits of the Word of God. The Word is preached. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We are literally sons of the Word of God. The gospel of grace is preached to us. Faith is built in our heart in that word, and we receive that word. We're born again, and we enter into a new relationship and a new dimension with God, don't we? The way that we enter into it by faith is the way that the Apostle Paul and Peter, they're always telling us, this is how we have to learn to walk. If we do not learn to walk by faith, we're never really going to grow, and there's going to be so much confusion in our life as, well, why does this brother walk in so much victory, but I can't seem to get it? Or why does this person, why is this happening for them? And we're going to be confused, or we're going to go through a trial, and this happened to me a lot. We're going to think like God is punishing us. I have heard said so many times, why is God doing, mature Christians, people that have known the Lord for 20 years, and some of you will probably say this to me before the year's out. I'm sure of it. Why is God doing this to me? Amen. And I'm telling you, God is not doing it to you. Amen. He's not doing it. But if you see how, if you believe that God is doing it to you, right, you're not going to get very far, are you? Because you're not going to know how to pray. You're not going to know you're in a battle. You're not going to know you're supposed to put trust in God instead of saying, why is God doing this to me? Now, we can't open doors to the devil, can't we? We can. Sin in our life can, the Peter said that if you don't treat your wife right, it will hinder your prayers, right? So there are things that can hinder us. But if you're in a living relationship with the Lord, He will show you those things that are hindering you so you can get them out of your way. Amen? You are a son and daughter of love. You are meant for victory. We sing these songs. God's going to give me the victory. Amen? God's going to give me, He's going to give that to you by the Spirit and through the Word. We must learn that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that comes from God's mouth. Amen. You're a believer. God loves you. And if you don't learn to live this way, you'll never walk in the purpose that God purposed you for. You are sons and daughters of the living Word of God. Did you know that? Once this bedrock, absolute truth of the Word of God is birthed in your heart, you can walk in the Spirit and in this life like Brother Paul, who said, God always causes me to triumph in Christ. You can be in the Philippian jail and say, pray for me because God's going to supply Christ to me. And I'm being a witness here in jail. God is using me, but I'm going to get out and I'm going to Rome. I'm going to go preach. You can have victory in every circumstance of life when this truth of the Word of God gets bedrock in your heart that God's not a man that He would lie. When you go to the Word and meditate in it, you get it down in your heart and you realize you're a son and daughter of love, and that God is for you, and He's not against you, and He's fighting for you, not against you. You may need to plead the blood and get those sins under the blood that you've committed. I told one lady this morning, I said, young lady, you can come down to the altar every Sunday, and you'll find mercy here. Someone say amen. I was praying for mercy myself this week. Let's read this text. I want to talk about it. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Pam, can you give me my drink there? And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded on a rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, put them into action, he will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it had a great fall. It fell with a great fall. I recently had three dreams, and the first dream was so vivid. I might have told you this already, but I had three dreams. In that first dream, me and Pam were on the second floor of a house. And off in the distance, there were storm clouds. And it was a singular cloud. This cloud was coming toward our house. And we're standing up there. And I said, I think that thing's coming to us. And that wind was started beating. And all of a sudden, that cloud came. It was like a tornado was in it, just a narrow cloud. And a tree fell through the top of our house. Now, it didn't blow down the walls. It didn't blow down the glass. The only thing it did, it crashed through the roof, and I remember looking around saying, I wonder if our insurance covers this. Foundation was fine, everything, but that one thing. Right before that tree fell, that wind was blowing vehemently. I mean, it was shaking, and I'm in this dream, and the wind is shaking so hard, I'm like, I couldn't, imagine that that wind could shake any harder than it did. And I woke up, and the Lord talked to me. Brad, you got a trial coming. The Holy Spirit talked to me, actually. And I have had trials come since then. So you got a trial coming. And I had a dream. I laid down. I was reading my Bible, and I laid on my floor, which I do sometimes, and I fell asleep. And in that dream, there was a tropical storm blowing in that dream, and these palm trees were blown all the way down. They were almost broke. They were like coming down to the ground, and the rain was just shooting through there sideways, and I'm there looking at it, and the same thing, that vehement wind, and I woke up. And the Lord was confirming to me, the first dream I got was from Him. I actually had another dream I won't share, very similar, but in all three, the wind was blowing vehemently, and the rains were pouring in, and then I had a brother confirm to me in a word. And what was the Lord doing? I was reading this morning, and He said, son, the trial's coming. And He was reminding me, when that wind blows and the rains come, you can escape every trial. You can escape every tribulation if you stand fast on My word. So I am here in trial and tribulation. I am determined to honor God and stand fast on His word. That was a great grace that He gave me that word, wasn't it? That was a tremendous grace that God would give me that dream and I would see that. But I had a living picture of what it means when these fierce winds come at us. Folks, as a believer, you will be tested and you will be tried in your walk with God. But if we put our faith in the Lord, Paul said, He will give me victory in every single trial. That's why I encourage you so much to spend time in the Word and time with the Lord. Psalms 119, 89, write this down. I don't have a lot of time to preach. Write this down. Psalms 119, 89 says, forever Thy word is settled in heaven. Forever Thy word is settled in heaven. God said it, and it's settled. Now, in Psalms 115, He said that the Lord gave the earth to the children of men. If God settles it in heaven, how does it get settled on earth? Huh? You. You have to settle it. You have to settle it on earth. If God has spoken from heaven, and what He spoke to us, honestly, was Jesus. Jesus is God's final word on everything. God spoke it in heaven. On earth, we establish it. That's why, and I know I've taught this before, I'm teaching it again. That's why He said that whatever you bind on earth, where is it bound? In heaven. You settle it on the earth. You determine in your heart, this is what I am believing, and this is where I'm standing. Martin Luther said about, he had that revelation of the just shall live by faith, and he said, here I stand, I can do no other. My conscience is bound to the Word of God. The whole church, the known church in that day, was opposing him. He was, many times they tried to capture him, to put him to death. And he said, I am standing. I can't do anything else. My conscience is chained or bound to the Word of God. Amen? Well, he had a revelation from God in the Word of God. Flip over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. I've got a few more minutes, folks. Listen to me. Please hear me. Everything in the kingdom of God does not fall off a tree like ripe cherries. How many know that by now? How many really know that by now? It's not how it works. In the beginning of your walk with God, there's so much grace poured out on us. God does so much to us. But there is something bigger going on in your life than this temporary existence. James said that life is like a vapor. It appears for a little while and it vanishes away. There is something so eternal going on in you. God is doing an eternal work in you. It's far more than where you're working or who you're dating or what's going on in your life. God is building the character, the nature, and the person of Christ in your life right now if you will let Him. I believe that the Lord is in my life, going to the Word of God and going to Jesus and going to the cross. I believe the Lord is trying to make us love on two feet. I believe He's trying to have a family that is agape love, walking around on two feet, that's looking out, like the Word said in Philippians, for the interests of others. We're not living a selfish existence. We are actually modeling our life after Christ. We're becoming like Christ. God's going to anoint us more and more. We're becoming more and more like love. We're looking more and more like Jesus. We're walking more and more by faith. We're standing on the Word of God more and more, getting stronger and stronger, or we can fold. You're allowed to. And I promise you, when you do, Jesus will love you. He came after me so many times in my life when I folded. And I folded many times in my life. Every time I failed or folded, the Lord loves me, and He's came after me every single time by His grace. I was sharing with the men's group yesterday, and this is what I believe about you. Paul said in Philippians 3 that God has apprehended you for a purpose. There's some reason why God has apprehended you, and now God wants us to apprehend that purpose for which He apprehended us. And I promise it's not the little vision you have of your own life. Oh Lord, if I can just get to 66 and get my Social Security, everything's going to be all right. Oh God, if I can just kind of hobble in to my old age and blah, blah. That is such a small vision for what God has for you, and it's so beneath the plan that God has for your life. The Holy Spirit, if you will give Him the opportunity, He will teach you how to walk by faith. Listen to this in 1 Timothy 4:6. If you instruct the brothers, sisters in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Nourished in words of faith and sound teaching, which you have carefully followed. Reject profane and old wise tables and exercise yourself toward godliness. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of this life that we now live in and the one to come. You see that? Paul is encouraging, he's discipling Timothy, and he's saying, nourish the people on words of faith. Don't get off on strange doctrines and on bunny trails here and there. Build the people up in faith. If you do, you'll be a good teacher. We need to learn to walk by faith. Okay, I got another scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7. You guys with me? Someone said no. You got a true speaker back there. No, I'm really not, Brian. Listen to this good news. Folks, God just isn't dealing with your emotions. Your emotions are important. I care about them. God cares about them. If you wouldn't make half the mistake you made, your emotions would be better. Come on. It's true. He's not just concerned about your emotions. He is concerned about them. He is concerned about your eternal being, your purpose, who you really are. There's far more at stake here than just your emotions. You're not even here for you. Paul said, we that live, live for Christ's sake. He said, I reckon if one died for all, then everybody died. And we should, this is in 2 Corinthians 5, and we should henceforth not live to ourselves, but live unto God. So you're called to a holy purpose. There's something so much bigger than what's going on in front of you. The battles you think you're just trying to get a healing, the Holy Ghost is wanting to make you a healer, like Kathleen. She thought she was just fighting for her life, and she was. But God wanted to make her into a healer, didn't he? Listen to this in 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. How can we walk in faith if we don't spend time in God's Word? Amen? How can we walk in faith if we're not talking to the Lord? Everything I preach, you should get and take it to the Lord in prayer. Get your Bible. The Bereans were noble-minded because they took everything that Paul taught and they went into the Scriptures and they sought it out and they studied it themselves and say, hey, that's in there. That's in there. This is in there. Sometimes we reject things without even studying the Bible to find out if it is in there. Folks, if we're going to walk by faith, first of all, God has given His Word and He's settled it. Jesus is the living Word. And when we spend time in that Word, it builds faith in our life. When we hear our pastor preaching words of faith, it'll build faith in your life. And then when you spend time with the Lord, meditating and praying over the Word, He will speak to you directly. And you will learn how to walk by faith, even when the storms of life are blowing all around you. Amen? How many of you could have given up a long time ago? All of us. I could have gave up last week. God's calling a people that'll believe His Word, that'll lay down their lives as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is just their reasonable service. A people not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their mind in the real Word of God. Lord was showing me this week, and I'm closing. He gave me a scripture, it was about money. It was in Isaiah 39 about money. And He was showing me again how this world system is Babylon. It's Babylon. You can't trust Babylon. He told King, I think it was Hezekiah, he said, those people that you showed all your money to, they're going to come in here and they're going to take it all. They're going to take it all. We have something that's far more enduring than earthly treasure. We have a heavenly account in heaven. This system of Babylon is going to fade away one day, and all that's going to be left is what Jesus has done for us and how we've responded to Him. Do you believe that? Let's get in the Word. Amen? Amen. I hope that's encouraging. I'm done. I got so much more. I could have really preached. Father, thank You for touching the people today, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, bringing healing. Lord, I pray that this word of truth about the Word of God, Lord, we live by the Word of God. Man doesn't live by bread only, but he lives by the Word of God. I pray there'll be an excitement and a hunger, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that You'll bring revival to this house by the Holy Spirit. It is the Word and the Spirit together that make an explosive force for God. And I pray that that happens right here. Lord, there are many needs in this house. And here's my prayer for the people. When they go home and they get in Your Word, that You give them rhema words, revelation words. You speak into their situation because that's what You do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Love you guys. We'll see you next week. I may preach next week. Oh, Pam's not.